This is a bit of good news, and it's odd. 73 years ago, a woman kind of dined and dashed. Well, last Tuesday, an anonymous woman walked into a restaurant in Salt Lake City called Lamb's Grill, told a waitress she was there about a crime that her father had committed. Turned out that the last time he'd been there was in 1941 when he was 10 years old. He'd had lunch with a friend, realized they didn't have enough money to cover their $1 tab. So they dined and dashed. Apparently, he felt extremely guilty about it for 73 years because the daughter explained that he was still so embarrassed that he could not come with her at the last minute, decided to wait in the car and had her go in and pay. The daughter ended up handing over $5 to cover it and left. But it turns out a different person owned the restaurant in 1941, so the current owner is trying to track them down and give them the $5 back.
And the circle will be complete.
You know what? That's not really worth the trouble now, no. Is it?
Now, here's what's funny. If you adjust for inflation, a dollar in 1941 is the equivalent of $16 today. So in other words, the 83-year-old has still only paid about a third of his bill. Hey, buddy, get back in there and take care of business.
You know what? I mean, put it in the collection plate at church, and that makes it even. Yeah, sure.
You know, it helped him in his heart.
It
got the guilt off his chest.
Right. Forgiveness is more for the person being forgiven.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we wouldn't be able to do this segment without talking about, that's right, Florida. A man in Florida, Orlando, as a matter of fact, set fire to his apartment on Sunday night.
I heard about this one. This is good.
And according to the police report, he did it to, quote, burn the bugs in his home and computer.
Yeah, he was told, somebody told him that he had a bug in his computer, so he decided to burn them out.
How
do these people get through the day? How do they live day to day?
The cops say his apartment was in deplorable condition, trash all over the place. The man ended up doing serious damage to his apartment.
Maybe there were bugs in his computer.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, and the fire did not spread to any other apartments in the complex. The police say they are not planning on filing any criminal charges. That tells you right there the guy was a little...
Under the keyboard, wouldn't there be a feast for a bug? There would be a feast.
Okay.
You want me to turn that keyboard upside
I'm
down
not
and
touching.
See what falls out?
I'm not touching anything. Don't you sit down. Sit down.
It might be worth it just to see
sit
your reaction.
Down. Not for you, it wouldn't be. On Friday afternoon, a guy in his late 20s walked into a liquor store in Bradenton, Florida, and asked the cashier to settle a bet for him. This guy's clever. He said that he and his friend were arguing about what the new $50 bill looked like, which should have been a red flag for the cashier, but it wasn't.
Could you take one out of the register right
Bingo.
Now?
Bingo. Anyway, the guy asked if he could take a picture of one, so the cashier held up the 50. The guy did take a photo and then promptly grabbed it out of his hand and took off running. Cops are still looking.
Seems like a lot of trouble for $50.
I don't know, man. That was pretty doggone clever, you know? Yeah, hey, can you help me? Tom, can you help me settle a bet?
Last time I had a 50 in my wallet, I don't remember.
Huh.
You don't have a story about the couple that burned down their apartment?
No.
When they tried to cook a squirrel with a
blowtorch? Oh, we did that. Yeah, we did that earlier.
Oh, did
yeah,
you? Okay.
I talked
All
about
right.
that,
you
earlier.
Got that earlier. Okay.
Yeah, that was one of, yeah. Well, everybody knows you don't cook a squirrel with a blowtorch. You baste them with butter and garlic.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Sure.
A quick look at the news.
Tastes like chicken.
Let's run through this quickly.
Have you ever had squirrel?
I have.
How is it?
It's greasy.
Greasy and...
Yeah.
No
little,
interest in
squirrel.
A
little chewy.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the claws used for good toothpicks.
There's
anyway.
Enough meat to fit on a Ritz cracker.
Burger King wants to cater Kim and Kanye's wedding.
Right.
Experts agree that it's the first time adding Burger King to an event will actually make it classier. The How I Met Your Mother Blu-ray will include an alternative ending to the series. In this one, the cast members, writers, producers, and crew look straight into the camera and give you the finger. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin reportedly took part in a spiritual separation ceremony conducted by a Kabbalah rabbi and so-called breakup moon, and you thought their split was going to be full of pretense and new age crap.
It's an open marriage. Why would they have to split up?
Oh, God. Everyone switched partners last night on Dancing with the Stars, so apparently they had a meeting before the season started, and someone said, hey, how can we make this show more like The Bachelor?
Or like Gwyneth Paltrow's marriage.
Yeah. Ketchup that's labeled fancy is legally required to be thicker than the regular kind, so I guess Carney was the fancy member of Wilson Phillips.
I liked your joke on that on the Facebook page better.
You like that one better? Yeah. Of course, it was self-deprecating. Boulder, Colorado has been named America's thinnest city, but just wait until the effects of all that weed kick in.
Yeah.
A pigeon-parrot hybrid was spotted in Manhattan. It's the most fascinating hybrid to hit the city since a gopher merged with Donald Trump's hair. Researchers say lobsters can't feel pain, or can feel pain. Lobsters can feel pain, butter cannot, so I'm only half guilty. Smoke from a forest fire in New Jersey wafted over New York City yesterday. New Yorkers didn't mind, of course, since the smell of smoke was a lot better than the smells that usually waft over from Jersey. The White House denies paying women staffers 11% less than male staffers. They say the women must be wrong about it all because they're so bad at math. The White House is considering banning people from taking selfies with President Obama, although the Secret Service agents probably will be too busy getting drunk and picking up hookers in order to enforce the rule. That, of course, has been a quick look at news. Thank you very much for being here. Please use all the information that we've provided to you, you know, for good and not for evil.
I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. But they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.